For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
It's time!
Ben. Clearly lying.
Why would I lie? I don't need attention.
Just raping bitches.
So I don't.
You're a comic. I'm going to need attention.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
No, Ari, take it off.
Start winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Do you understand how things work?
Dildo corn is alive.
F*** it. Cortland, New York.
Rockstar Ninja.
Ready to rock.
Got Renee in the house.
Shut up, Mexican.
You get the fuck back in that studio or you're going back to whatever third world country we box you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
the most.
Bad baseball.
That's...
Oh, don't put baseball up ever again. My soul has been crushed. Can we also give it up for my picture in that punch run? Can you put that back up? Why do I look like Roy Orbison?
Yeah, you do. You look like the guy in what's a fucking Team America?
You know what Ari looks like? Ari looks like... Ari looks... No, you look more like Team America.
No, you look like that fat Asian
Korean bad guy?
Yeah.
Ari looks like if Walter White and Chris Milhouse fucked and had a baby.
He looks like the lead singer of... whatchamacallem?
Guys, as you know, we were on the road. No, take it down. As you know, we're on the road...
Hello, Round Eye.
...with our good friends, the L.A. Lakers... We were in China. They went home, but we decided to stay here for one more week. So we're at the Great Wall of China. First ever podcast.
Yep.
From the Great Wall of China.
Yep.
A lot of stuff to talk about. Jason Tebow and I got in a huge fight over the weekend. He doesn't want to talk preseason basketball. He complained that we didn't talk anything about anything else, and we talked more about preseason basketball.
No, I don't
mind
talking preseason basketball. I'm just saying... While watching the Dodger playoff game,
yes,
you and three of our other friends that are big Clipper fans, guys from the Clipper cast, Jordan the Lion, like,
yes,
you know, fans, is you got it's a, this long text thread of everyone going back and forth about the Clippers.
Yes,
and it's 3 weeks away from the season
no,
starting.
No, it's not. It's
that point in time.
It's
it was
8 days.
At that point in time,
no,
it was.
No, because this just happened last week, so it was not 3 weeks out.
Then well, it's 8 days right now from the season starting.
Yeah, so it was maybe 2 weeks.
It was the day after
our
show.
My point is, your statement wasn't correct. And second of all...
For even if it's 10 days... Let's say it's... I'll give you 5 days. It's 10 days back then.
Right.
This text thread...
Yes.
It literally was like it was mid-season Clippers. It matters.
Well, obviously, you haven't been watching because... This preseason is the most intense
preseason
I've ever seen. This
it's
is the
middle
most...
of the NFL.
Dude, Chris Paul went for 40. The point is this,
the
Tebow. The point is this, okay? And are we going to get Ari live? We're in China. Ari's in Australia.
We're on the other side of the world from Ari.
We're closer to each other than we are to you guys watching at home. Unless you're our expats listening in China. And our friends in Australia.
Ari
but the point is this,
Skype
Ari.
To
the
Skype
point
forward.
Is this, Tebow. The amount of preparation that is put into this podcast is negative zero. It's negative.
Less than that.
Yeah.
We
so you can't
make
complain
it
that
no
we don't
reason.
Talk about something because there's no fucking structure. This is the only podcast
I'm
that
saying
I've been
we
on
take
that
a
there's...
call from a caller in whatever town they're from. You're like, well, how do you feel about the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Because that's my favorite sport.
I know. I understand that.
Okay. So what's the problem?
My problem wasn't as much as it was the podcast. My point is that there's too much preseason talk going on in sports conversations when there's so many other more important things that are going on. If it's during
but that
the
goes
NBA
back...
finals, NBA finals,
hey, dude.
And I'm sending you a 5-person text thread about the NFL draft, which would be in April...
Right.
You'd be like, why the fuck are we talking about this right now?
Right.
That's in 2 months, and the season's even further away.
No, but there's no structure
the
to the show.
Right
so
now.
Whatever comes to mind, we talk about. And I know the guy, and I know why this came up. The tranny correspondent who's supposed to call in and have sex with a tranny and
hey,
tell
you
us about
you
it.
Do that?
He's a Grizzlies fan. That's why that was brought up.
Right.
Okay? So if there's no structure to this, it's going to go where it goes.
No, your buddy Chad called.
Yeah.
And we were talking Browns.
Yes.
And then before he even finishes Browns.
Right.
We go Cavs.
Well, because the Indians were out. So if we're not talking Indians and we've talked Browns and he's from Cleveland and he's right. friends with the Cavs, why wouldn't we talk Cavs?
Look, my problem wasn't as much on the show as it was a five-person. I look at my phone. Hey, man, if we get this guy and that guy happens, okay. I put my phone down. Bam, bam. That's what I was like. You guys, I'm tapping out.
I'm
letting
you out of that text thing.
That's all I said.
All right.
I go, I'm tapping out.
But during the season, you're not going to be let back in either.
See, that's what Tripoli does.
No, that's not what Tripoli does. No.
When I go, hey, guys, I'm tapping out.
This is a tantrum.
No, it's not.
This is a tantrum. It's a tantrum. You act like you getting hits on your phone. And you say, I'm always on my phone. If I may be number one, but you're 1A on your phone, okay? I'm one. I'll take that. I'm the trophy. You're 1A. You are right behind me, okay?
Sure.
So acting like you getting hits on your phone is like this horrible fucking thing isn't even true. You're always on your fucking phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
And I can't be doing what I want to be doing on my phone because I'm getting bombed about what Clipper trades that may never happen.
What are you doing? Tweeting?
Maybe.
What are you doing?
Who doesn't matter what I'm doing? All I said was...
Gay, the Mexican's here.
All I said was, I'm tapping out on the preseason. You know, we're 7 texts into it.
Who's throwing tantrums? You're throwing tantrums.
I'm not throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, you are.
I'm just saying...
You threw the tantrum. 888-691-3959. Who's right? Who's wrong? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk preseason basketball? We got 2 hours dedicated to it. Call in. Let's talk.
Do we have... Oh, yeah, there's a number. There's a number. What's up, Renee? Where were you? Oh, there he left.
Is Renee gone?
I think he was fucking...
No, he's right there.
Oh, there he is. There he is.
Can we hear you guys in there?
I thought he killed himself.
No, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, bro.
Angelo's fucking energy pills are hitting in right now.
I think he is.
What does he take?
Adderall.
There you go.
Angelo takes Adderall.
And I think it's hitting him hard. I think... How suicidal are you over you guys fucking... I thought
they had
a chance.
They said that my sound, my mic is peaking hardcore. That's the exact it. So apparently my mic is peaking like interracial gangbang pornography.
It's because it's on mute. No, it's not muted. It's stopped.
Angelo.
Guys.
We might have to go off
slow
of...
Slow it down, buddy. Everything's cool, Angelo.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Angelo acts like he's just going crazy, but he loves this shit. This is what he lives for. This drama in the back room.
Can you imagine
right?
him, look at him.
I bet you if you lifted his shirts up, he has hard nipples right now.
Yeah.
I bet he's got really hard
three
nipples.
Quarter chubby.
How much wood do you think Angelo has right now with the drama going on in the booth? They need me.
Nobody knows what's going on. I do. Yeah. The resolution is too low on this file.
Guys, seriously, we're going to talk any sports. We got UFC. We got NFL.
Did you watch it?
Did I watch UFC? Yeah. I thought it was one of the best cards they've ever put.
You did? You thought it was one of the best?
I thought the Cormier fight was the least exciting one, and that's just because he's such a dominant wrestler.
And he's saying he's going 205. What do you think about that?
I think he should go 205. I actually would like to see him fight Kane, but they're not going to fight.
I think he's one of those guys that's like one of those tweeners where it's like at heavyweight, you're either heavy, heavy, heavyweight, or you're not a heavyweight.
Right.
It's the reason like Big Country can't fucking get a heavyweight strap.
Because
he's not that heavy of a heavyweight.
Well, they're talking about him dropping down to 205, too.
I mean, with people like him and Cormier and those people, like that's the only shot they have, in my opinion. Is like, because you're that 230, that 220, but that 260, that 265 of like the Lesnars and the fucking juiced up Overeems and the Canes and the Dos Santos, that's another level of heavyweight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, when Brock Lesnar had to lose weight to make the limit to the heavyweight limit, he had to lose weight because he was so
What's
big.
What's the limit, 265?
Yeah. So I listen to, are you a big podcast guy? Do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to a lot.
How many do you say you listen to?
I mean, probably overall, 8, 6, something like that.
I listen, I have literally about 10 to 12 in my like Stitcher.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to iTunes, I listen to Stitcher.
I listen to just podcast ones. iTunes on here.
Most, they're all sports, and one of them I listen to is the MMA Hour with Errol Awani. He's really good, and he brought up this topic today. I was listening to it. I wanted to get everybody's feedback, all the Punch Drunk people. So can we write the number up or put it up there so they can call in? If you want to call in, let's debate this. At the height of their powers, both of them, who would win a fight between Fedor and Cain Velasquez? It's 818-691-3959.
We have a caller already.
What's that?
I think Fedor, and I think a lot of people will say that.
No, I think a lot of people would say Cain right now.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would think Fedor. What do you think?
Well, I personally think Fedor, too. Yeah. I think a lot of people, because, you know.
He's the guy that everyone's like, man, a lot. You know, but in Fedor's prime, every time everybody talks about anybody, everybody throws Fedor in like, yeah, but.
What I'll tell you about Fedor.
Joe Lewis's ass.
He fought guys who were obviously roiding. And I would not say he was roiding because he was never shredded.
Right.
He just was like that country strong.
Yeah, he also had that like that Schwarzenegger movie, like that Sylvester Stallone movie.
Yeah.
Russian bad guy type of fucking action movie.
Are you talking
guy.
Rocky?
No. I'm talking Fedor, like he's a 1980s action movie bad guy.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
He's the guy that you can't kill. He's like the ultimate bad guy in those movies, you know what I mean?
And I was told I think Sambo is really great against wrestling and wrestling. I think that's what I heard, that it's like good at like countering wrestling, and that would be Kane's only thing. Now you gotta remember that Fedor fought great wrestlers back in the day, like the guys he wrestled. What's his name? Mark. God, he's one of the. He's a UFC Hall of Famer.
Got the mustache.
No, the guy who was really roided out. You remember that at the end?
Yeah. He's like, really? Like, he looked like a fucking action figure.
And he was like an Olympic wrestler. You know, Fedor fought him and beat him.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, like, he didn't have a problem against high-level wrestlers. So then it comes down to striking. And I think Fedor has Cain. Cain has great punches, but everyone says...
He just has a lot of fucking leather. There's a lot of leather.
Let's go to does Alex want to talk UFC? Let's go Dave first because he wants to talk UFC. If Alex wants to talk UFC, we'll go Alex after that. Dave, are you online? We can't hear Dave. Dave? Dave, we hear you.
Did he hung up?
Dave hung up.
David, listen, David, if you're listening, I'm going to find you, and I'm going to fuck you shut for that. You don't hang up on us!
That's even... Dude, I mean, the hang up before we even talk, that's not cool. That doesn't even count. Alex from New Jersey, are you talking UFC?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you. You're live on Punch Drunk. We're with Alex from New Jersey.
Hey, whatever, I got you, my favorite bitches.
Favor bitches.
Fedor
bitches. They can't hear us. Why can't they hear us? What happened to the studio in 1 week? It's like your Mercedes Benz when it hits 100,000 miles. It just starts melting.
It falls to shit.
So we're talking UFC. We're talking MMA. Who would win in a fight? Cain and Fedor. Because that's what I was told by some radio people that listen to our podcast. That we need to it's called reset. Like they said, we didn't, when we were talking to Tate, they didn't know who we were talking to because we never reset that. We never said, hey, think you're listening to Punch Drunk. We're talking to Tate Fletcher about MMA. They want it to be reset.
Tell them they're dead to me.
Okay. The guys you don't even know are dead to you?
Yeah.
Can we get a call?
I'm never going to reset.
818-691-3959.
You watch, you played basketball last night, so you didn't watch Monday Night Football.
This Josh Freeman thing, you hear about it all the time, and then like, hey, he went to the Vikings, and now he's going to be their fucking pro. He looked like such shit last night. I don't know if they rushed him in and like, hey, let's let this guy play now. Let's bring him in.
Yeah, dude, he had 1 week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Like, let him fucking practice with these players.
And then why are you passing it so much?
And
but no, I wouldn't say he did. Here's what you did. I think the Vikings did. You can't fuck with a quarterback's head like that.
What do you mean?
Like, dude, he went out there and it was horrible because he's new with these guys. That gets in your head.
Well, the other thing is he goes like, okay, I got Adrian Peterson. And the Giants are like, we're just going to make this guy who's been on this team for 7 days beat us with his arm. Adrian Peterson had 9 people in the box. He had like 15 carries, 31 yards.
Yeah.
Like, he had, it's the minute he touched it, there's 5 Giants around him.
They said Peyton Hill has had more yards than Adrian Peterson.
I mean, they in a dirty way, yeah. He probably had 15 carries, 40 yards or something. Hillis didn't look great either.
Someone's suggesting that
he's just a
the
big
Vikings should do
ball.
What the Dallas Cowboys did with Herschel Walker. Or
yeah, I've been hearing that. Trade him.
But he's not the quality of Herschel Walker at that time. He's had that huge knee surgery.
Yep, and he's gearing up on 30.
Yeah.
And you know what they say about running backs, when you hit 30, it's like
where do you think he'd be great at? I'll tell you where. That's New England. Question. They could use that
dude.
Of
course, of course.
That would make Tom Brady's life way easy.
New England for sure.
Oh, look who we got.
I mean, there's a
I
lot of
I wish we
fucking
hadn't jumped off the UFC. I had more shit to talk about.
No, we can
about.
Still talk about it.
We got James on line one. Chuck wants to talk LeBron. Let's go, James. He's going to talk UFC. Can we go UFC and then we'll get in the basketball?
No, I'm fine with that.
James, are you there?
I'm here. What's going on, buddy?
James.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. How are you guys doing?
Let me ask you something, James.
Yeah.
This Diego Sanchez, Gilbert Menendez fight.
Man. Yeah,
everybody's talking about it's the greatest fight of all time. I don't agree. I have not been able to find the John Jones fight. You texted me that was on. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, yeah, dude. They randomly were playing it at like 1 in the morning. I finally saw that fight.
We're talking to James, the PR guy for Punch Drunk Sports here at the John Lovitz Vodcast Network. You can watch us there. You can also watch us on punchdrunksports.net. James, answer the question.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking the UFC is going to tell you anytime we have two fighters go toe-to-toe, really throw down all 3 rounds, you're going to hear it's the greatest fight ever because we have a real short attention span in America.
That's know? James saying we have a short attention span in America here live at Lovitz.
Come on,
how did they
dude.
Think I did? I think I'm resetting.
Dude, you're such a fucking piece of shit.
That triple called me a piece of shit here live on Punch Drunk. In America, on the internet. Go ahead, James, from San Francisco. You're on the air, live on Punch Drunk. You were saying.
Yeah. So, basically, last month we had the most epic light heavyweight fight ever. This week, you know, it's next month if we have a great electric close fight, they're going to say it again. It's just the media machine, oops, you know, propagating.
What's next for Kane?
What's up?
Verdum.
Yep, Verdum. I mean, I think he wins that fight pretty easily, do you? Verdum, Kane.
Yeah.
Well, Verdum's out of Alliance MMA in San Diego, and he trains with Kings. Those guys, they have some great wrestlers, Mark Munoz. So don't underlook Verdum. Verdum's also the guy who
don't
gave Fedor's first loss. So you put him on his back, he's got a world-class jiu-jitsu game. It's not going to be an easy fight for Kane if he decides to take to the ground.
Right. I'm telling you, man, the guy that's going to beat Kane is Jon Jones. I'm telling
you, John Jones is going to have to really seriously address the, like we saw in the last fight, he's not comfortable exchanging in the pocket. He's comfortable at the distance of kickboxing, but in that boxing range, he got outboxed.
The last fight is that he's fighting a guy way bigger than him. Gustafsson was way taller. Here's the thing. I've seen John Jones standing right next to Cain Velasquez. And John Jones's frame is much bigger than Cain Velasquez. Those guys could easily meet and fight.
Okay, but Cain's whole style is now being called the wall and maul,
yeah,
which is kind of similar to the ground and pound, only which it's essentially I'm going to clinch up with you, I'm going to put you on the wall, I'm going to put my head in your chest, and I'm just going to throw potty punches. And that negates any length, reach advantage that a striker might have.
All right. All right, we got a lot of people online. Real quick, James, what do you want to say? James been writing on... Hey, James, how many articles have you written for punchdrunksports.net?
I'm going to guess 50.
I try to do it one every day.
One every day. So you'd say 50 of them, right?
I mean, you've written
50 more than Jason Tebow.
Got to be more than that.
Have you written one?
No.
Why?
No.
I don't it.
Haven't written a single one.
God, it, the laziest motherfucker. Net, yeah. Okay, James, thank you.
All right, love you guys.
Let's go to Dustin. Elliot on line 3. We're with Dustin Elliot, Punch Drunk correspondent. Dustin, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Dustin, how many articles have you written for punchdrunksports.net?
Well, I think I've got 12 up, but...
That's 12 more than Jason Tebow. Thank you for writing. Hey, dude, you're a great writer. People love your articles. People are talking about that. They win money off of the stuff you've been writing, covering the NFL, man. Thanks for doing it.
I appreciate it. I love it, man. It's what I've always wanted to do anyway, so.
Well, thank you for being part of it. Your content's very important to our website.
Who's your locks this week?
Do what?
You got any NFL locks this week? What's your lock of the week?
Well, our Falcons, I mean, they're going to definitely take Arizona this week.
I think so, too. I bet a dude last night. I bet him 10 bucks. He gave me the 2.5 points. I'm like, I think that's money in the bank. Even as banged up as Atlanta is, they're well coached.
Yeah, we're getting Steven Jackson back.
Yep.
You see where he's coming back practicing this week.
Yep, and Harry Douglas looks good.
Put the number up. Yeah, man. What'd you think of the last week? Was it the... It's October, it's Halloween, it's horror. Is it, was this the NFL's horror week with all these guys going down, getting maimed, getting hurt? I mean, I don't remember a week where more marquee players, even though they seem to be on some shitty teams, big name players for their franchises went down.
Well, you know, I was looking at Arian Foster, and, you know, he's a real important part with the Texans. And I assumed that the Chiefs were going to destroy them once Arian Foster went out. And, you know, the Chiefs, the only thing they have, they seem to have their defense. Their offense is, I mean, their offense is atrocious.
Houston's?
No. I'm saying, Chiefs. I figured whenever they lost Arian Foster, they're running back.
Oh, it's done. Stick a fork in you.
And Tate's banged up. He went down, then Ben Tate went down right after him.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs' defense is what is keeping them around, though.
Dude, they're good.
They should have.
They're good, they bro.
Are they the best?
Easily. Statistically, everything. Chiefs' best, last undefeated team in the NFL. And their defense, they lead in every statistical category. Except for maybe interceptions, whatever. But sacks, forced fumbles, safeties, opposing quarterback rating, opposing quarterback completion percentage. I mean...
Well, we're 7 weeks in. They have 39 sacks. Chiefs have 39 sacks.
And then the next team below that is what, in the 20s?
Yeah.
Fucking it.
And they got, I think it was said 47 pass deflections, interceptions.
Yep.
So, I mean, I know their defense is great. Would you say Kansas City Chiefs are the best team in the NFL? Or would you go with who I think it is?
Broncos?
No, the Colts.
No, I think Chiefs are the best team in the NFL.
I think the Colts are being more top teams.
I mean, as far as defense goes, if you took the Broncos offense and gave them the Chiefs defense, you'd have the perfect team.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, man, you can't sleep on the Chiefs' fucking offense.
They only scored 17 points against the Texans, though.
That's all it takes for them to win. I mean, they got a good running back. They got adequate receivers. Fucking, they're the first team in the NFL. Since the history of the NFL, they're the first team in the NFL to go 7-0 with a new coach and a new quarterback. First team in the history of the NFL. Since the merger of the two. A couple teams went 6-0. They're the first one to go 7-0.
All right. Hey, Dustin, man. Man, you're doing great for the website. We really appreciate it. The website's only going to get better and better. And thanks for being a big part of Punch Drunk Sports.
And thanks to everybody who's streaming us live on the website right now. It's
thanks,
such a cool fucking thing we can pull off.
Hey, I was also going to say, guys, I'm helping out with the Facebook page, and we're getting a lot of people on there talking. So I'm trying to promote that up as well. So you know, if you're on Facebook, go check out Punch Drunk as well.
So on Facebook, check out Punch Drunk Sports. Thank you, Dustin. We appreciate it. Right before we get to Gooch, let's go to Desquad Grand Rapids. He's been on for a while. We have a bowling bet. If I bowl 200, I get to fuck his mom in the ass.
I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah. So if I don't...
A guy comes onto the call. I don't think that's what we said. Yeah, we did.
No, we did.
I get to fuck your mom in the ass.
Yeah. Isn't that the bet?
I don't know. I don't think you want to go there, man.
I think I do.
Trust me.
I would crush your mom's
Trust
ass.
Me. There's not much
that's
Sam would not fuck.
Crush, man.
So what's the bet real quick?
I was going to say...
Okay.
If you bowl above a 190,
okay,
you get one player off of my and Ari's team.
Man, that took forever, dude.
It did.
What was that?
I have so much going on over here.
Okay, let's go to line one. A good friend of show, good friend of mine. He's a hilarious comedian out of Las Vegas.
And I also cock-bombed him.
Oh, you cock-bombed? Please welcome the Gooch.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Gooch?
Gooch, thanks for... We're talking to Gooch here on punchdrunksports.net. We're resetting,
man,
dude.
Resetting, there you go. Exactly. Taking my tips.
Gooch
so
is the one
that's talking. All this credibility just went out the window. All the credibility is gone now. There's no more resetting.
If you bowl 200, Sammy, you're going to give this guy's mom AIDS?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck his mom in the ass.
Good
You'll
job.
Be fucking fat girls in no time. Yeah, his mom better get ready, start doing some ass splits or something. Because I'm telling you, you guys don't realize, I come from a long line of mega bowlers, dude. A long line.
I didn't think you were going there.
Yes.
You're talking about fucking somebody's in the ass. I thought you were going like, I come from a long line of ass fucking scumbags.
No, I come from...
My grandfather would have fucked anybody. My father would have fucked anybody. And I will fuck this guy. I say, if you don't bowl, that extra side bet, if you don't get a 200,
well, yeah, fuck that's funny.
Triple E is Greek for cheek spreader.
Yeah, there we go. So
somebody has to put their dick into a fucking bowling ball.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck a bowling ball.
You don't fuck the bowling ball. You just tuck your limp dick into the biggest one of the holes.
That's like a bet? That's what you want?
I think you and Ari should have to do that.
No.
Tuck your limp cock into a bowling ball.
Do you know where that bowling ball's been?
You know the type of people that you two have fucked?
Yeah.
I'd much rather stick my dick in a bowling ball.
That's horrible. So, Gooch.
What's up?
Why does it say Andrew Luck by your name? Do you want to talk Andrew Luck?
Well, I just want to know, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how unmarketable is Andrew Luck?
No, I'll tell you what this is about, because we've talked about this on the show before.
He's boring.
No, that's not... Okay, go on. Explain.
I think that's... You know, he's as unmarketable as Eli Manning, and Eli's got the name, but, you know, there's nothing... I was thinking about that, too. His last name's Luck. He's playing for a team with a lucky horseshoe on the fucking side of the helmet. And no one's taking advantage of that. Like, he should be in a lot of fucking commercials.
Well, he should be, but
it's also a boring market. Indy's a boring market.
No, that, okay. Go on, Gooch. I have my theory. I'll hear yours.
Well, my whole thing is if you look at him, he kind of looks like George Mureson. Remember that center that used to play in the NBA? And he talks like a fucking retard.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it's like this guy's supposed to have an IQ that's off the charts and... You got Peyton Manning over here. Everybody wants to talk about how he's the next Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's actually got some personality. That's why Papa
took
John
him a while, though.
Okay, let me say.
It did take him a while. It did take a while. But Andrew Luck doesn't even look like he could possibly work at Papa John's. I mean, like, I wouldn't even trust that guy with my cheese.
Now, let me tell you what's wrong with your theory. First of all, how unattractive he is. We've talked about this on the show before. Fucking RG3 looks like a catfish. So that has nothing to do with how good looking anybody is, okay? Second of all, his personality, like we went on before, Eli Manning isn't that great. I'll tell you my theory on why nobody ever got behind Andrew Luck is because he is the guy that forced Peyton Manning out of Indy. He's blamed for that. And
Peyton Manning was the one that told him to draft him.
No, Peyton Manning came out and said that's not what happened.
I don't think he's blamed for that. I mean, I think Polian's blamed for that, and I think they blame the organization, but I mean, I think it's circumstantial that he just happened to be that guy. I just think, like you guys are saying, like, he's not great looking. He's not boring. He's not charisma. I mean, he's not charismatic.
With the exception of Peyton Manning, right? who is the white athlete that gets tons of endorsement deals?
Clay Matthews.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady doesn't get Brady? Tons. He gets like one car fucking commercial and maybe a tag watch.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady doesn't get any speaking parts. Brady gets like Matt.
Yeah, he just gets looks.
Shit.
Right? Okay, Peyton Manning. I mean, you got Brady. You got.
You're right about that linebacker. Clay Matthews is on a lot of shit.
I'm telling you,
Kaepernick's on a lot of shit.
But he's not
no,
black.
Those McDonald's commercials.
He's not white. He's not white.
You're
he's
saying
black.
A white guy? You're saying
yeah.
a white guy?
I'm telling you. Wall Street or whatever street it is where the marketers are, they love black athletes. They love black athletes. They would prefer to market their things with black athletes because black athletes represent hip-hop.
Black basketball players, maybe. You got like LeBron James. And
I mean, it's 80% of the league, too.
He doesn't wear a mask. Like football players on the other end. Name another football player that's in every other ad.
Well, Kevin Love, that guy, I mean, he hasn't really been healthy, but that guy is a top 10 player in the NBA. What? Have you seen him on one ad? I'll tell you one ad. He's with Kyrie Irving, dressed as an old man. You don't even know it's him.
That's exactly right.
I love that campaign, though.
Oh, it's fucking great.
That's
and those
a great
guys,
campaign.
I mean,
love it.
They're brittle like old men. Those
right.
two guys?
Yeah, it's funny that those two are the two guys playing old men.
But it's like, dude, I'm telling you, man, Mike Trout does a Subway commercial. That guy is the best baseball player in baseball. He's a five-tool player. I know Cabrera for Detroit is always doing the Triple Crown. But, I mean, best overall player, it's fucking Trout. He's in a Subway commercial.
But let's be honest with ourselves here, though. Like, how many football players get the kind of marketability? Baseball's out. Not a lot of people give a fuck about baseball. Like, it's amazing. Like, all of a sudden, these guys will be good for one team, then they'll get traded to the Angels or the Yankees, and then they just suck, and then you never see them again.
Yeah.
But basketball, though, basketball players, they don't have to wear a hat that covers their face. Everybody sees them, and you see them in the highlights, and all of a sudden you can even take some of those same highlights, put them in a commercial, and everyone's going to know exactly who it is. But football
baseball,
players, their faces are covered. I mean, it's a different animal.
Do you know why Making It Rain started? NFL
no.
players make it rain because nobody knows who they are, so they have to – it's strippers. They throw up the money to get attention. It's an attention thing because nobody knows who they are because they're always wearing masks. So that's
right,
why
right.
they started throwing their money up. But the funniest thing is that these guys, they throw their money up, and then they want it back. The stripper's like, what the fuck are you doing? And that's why fucking, what's his name? Pac-Man Jones?
Pac-Man
punched
Jones,
a stripper
yeah.
in the face because he wanted his fucking dollar bills back.
Yeah, I don't think they get how strip clubs work. I don't think they
yeah.
get it.
Hey, let me ask you, Adrian Peterson, what team do you think you'd be better on?
Which one? I mean, like, are you giving me choices here?
Yeah,
or,
no,
or,
I'm saying, like, if you're Minnesota and you're going to have a shitty-ass season, who should trade for him?
Oh, who should trade for him? Oh, Green Bay.
Well, no, they got Lacy.
Lacy's doing good.
But
I think they
good.
Like him.
Lacy's good, but, dude,
Cleveland
could
use
the
him.
Most amazing running back I've ever seen. He is – everybody wants to jerk off Barry Sanders, and he was amazing. But Adrian Peterson, the way he – I've never seen anybody hit the hole – that hard. I mean, it's like triple into an ass after he won.
You know, he reminds me.
Thank you, dude.
What
great analogy. I totally. I didn't know where you were going with that, but once you use that analogy, I totally understand the point you're trying to make.
That's Sam Tripoli understanding a point live on Punch Drunk.
We're here with Gooch.
Wanted to reset. But
here,
you know who he reminds me of, Gooch? He's like the LeBron. I always equate him to LeBron James. He's just bigger. Faster, stronger. Like, people that shake his hand are like, have you ever shook Adrian Peterson's hand? They're like, he just has this monster grip. He's just, he's proof of evolution, like how LeBron is.
You're totally right, exactly. Like, he's the evolution of the NFL running back, because when you look at Adrian Peterson, the only NFL running back in his history that I could compare him to is Jim Brown, just because Jim Brown was that guy, just big.
Just
bigger,
faster, stronger, better.
Just mean.
Yeah, just bigger, faster, stronger, better.
Yeah, And, I mean, if I'm the Green Bay Packers and all I got to do is give up a second-round pick or a first-round pick for Adrian Peterson.
You're going to have to give up a first-round pick for Adrian Peterson. He is the face of that franchise. You're going to have to convince the Minnesota Vikings, say goodbye to probably the face. I mean, when you think greatest Viking of all time, who comes to mind? Fran Tarkenton, and then who else?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, that's really
maybe Randy Moss
Randy
for a
Moss?
Short time.
Oh, Chris Carter before Randy Moss.
Okay,
yeah. Chris Carter. I would say Chris Carter. Yeah, Chris Carter.
Chris Carter's a Hall of Fame. He just made the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson will make the Hall of Fame as a Viking, but it will be like, okay, who? I mean, you're going to trade away the face. I mean, you got to get something for that.
Well, you know, just by the way, speaking of that. Should the Cleveland Browns be charged for sexual assault because they raped the Indianapolis Colts for that trade for the Trent Richardson first round pick?
Look at you talking shit.
I agree. I think they really raped him on that. I think they could have. They wait a year and let him put up the shitty numbers he would have put up. They get he's a third round. They get a second or third round for him at the end of the season.
Do you think so? You don't think Richardson's going to work out in Indianapolis?
I don't think he's going to be dominant.
I'm telling you right now, dude. Every time, now look, and I'll give the guy a little bit of credit. Like, I mean, as soon as he touches the ball, and I mean, he's got like three guys hitting him. I don't know if the guys are just timing the blitzes right, or maybe the calls are just, or maybe it's just the wrong call at the wrong time, but that guy isn't getting shit. And I mean, when your longest run is like 12 yards, and we're talking the whole season here. We're talking the whole season, 12 yards. And then you get guys like Donald Brown and Ahmad Bradshaw. This is before he got hurt, obviously. They were ripping it up.
You're right. Exactly right. Ballard, and Donald Brown still is today. Ballard? You look at, you know, they'll hand the ball off to Richardson, and it's like 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And they bring in Donald Brown and, you know, some sort of, you know, a stretch play. And he gets 15, 16 yards. And I'm like, why is this guy getting 16 yards and we just traded a first-round pick for you and it's first and goal on the three and it takes you three times to pop it in?
Exactly. It's beautiful. And it's, I mean, it's like, it's the one time.
Did you just hit puberty right there? Exactly.
That's what happens when I'm a Browns fan. You can just get happy about good trades. And then
Gooch, are you still dating your girlfriend that you were dating when I was out there last?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going good, dude. She's a great chick, man. She's a great chick. I got no complaints, bro.
That's all.
Online. Come on, dude. Don't put that there. Don't put love. Gooch doesn't love cock, man. He does not love cock.
Love is a strong word, all okay. right? Love is a strong word.
All right, Gooch, real quick, do you want to promote all the stuff you got going on real quick? Because you're a good friend of mine. I'm going to be in Vegas the first week of December. I'd love to hang out with you. So real quick, Craves Cock, much better word. Give us what you got going on.
Well, I got...
There we go.
That's how you do it.
Bam! That's how you do it!
I was trying to time it perfectly.
And you did. You did a good job on that one.
Hey, if Mac Hard is listening, call in. We want to talk female MMA. Another great chick fight.
Yeah, I heard that was a good fight too.
Another great chick fight.
What do you think about that Melendez fight?
Real quick. 818-691-3959. UFC, NFL. We'll talk World Series. Are you gonna watch it?
Nope,
me neither.
I'm not gonna watch a single game of it.
Let me tell you, I would watch it if the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs. I could watch it. Now that they got that close, I'm not gonna watch it.
I'd be like, it depends on the team. I do like watching somebody win a championship. I do like, you know, if it's game seven, I'll tune it in, you know, top of the eighth. I like to watch somebody win a championship at home. You know, I like celebrating. I like seeing people fucking emotional about something that they've worked so hard for. I don't give a fuck about game one, two, three, four, five, or six, you know. I care about the last inning and watch somebody win. I'm like, yeah, good for them.
I do care. I mean, I'm just like emotionally invested in my team, and they didn't make the team, didn't make it, so I'm out. Do you know if the Clippers, basketball? I love basketball, but I mean, this is Monkey. This is the Monkey. This is my dog Pollyanna, aka the Monkey, aka the Joker, aka Silver Bullet.
What were you saying?
But I don't know. I was so invested in the Dodgers. I just can't. I'll probably watch World Series. Who do you like? Who don't you like? Hey guys, St. Louis. I owe you all an apology. Congratulations. You whooped our ass. I mean,
why do you owe them an apology?
Because, you know, I talked a lot of shit about them.
I didn't think you did. I mean, maybe not here. Maybe you were tweeting
next
shit.
Next time I'll talk more shit then, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. Hey!
Then you have to apologize more.
Okay. I'm just going to say, they whooped our ass that last game, 9-0. And then Manley's not happy with his contract. It's like, oh, God.
Then don't sign it.
Yeah. No, he's not going to have
to. Give him like 1 year or something like that.
1 year, yeah.
He doesn't want to be lame duck.
Yeah, they're dicking him around.
You know, I heard a thing that said that if he didn't get out of the first round, he was already gone. He was already gone. They're talking about that on Sports.
He does make some questionable moves.
So he gets out of the first round, puts up a pretty decent fight in the NLCS. Pretty decent fight. You consider you're down 2-0. He did some good skipper shit, but forces the Dodgers to go like, well, we don't bring you back. It's going to be a shit storm. Here's another one-year deal. And it's kind of like how, like, remember how Jimmy Kimmel was?
Matt Card, stay on.
How Jimmy Kimmel was when, for like the first, like, year and a half, he just kept signing 13-week contracts, and he's like, what do I got to do here?
What's a brother got to do? Get a contract! You know,
This brother. My numbers are good every week. Every week, having good guests. Every week, I got, who's on my fucking show? I got a dog in the room. This brother bringing a guy. This thing looks like fucking
Silver bullet.
Like a Noah's Ark doing a podcast. Hey, can you switch it to Noah's Ark?
Yeah. Hey.
We got two penguins, two dogs.
So can we go to online? We got course Punch Junk, female MMA correspondent. She writes for our PunchDrunkSports.net all the time. Please give it up for Powerless herself, Mac Hart, everybody. Mac,
hey,
you
guys,
there?
How are you?
Yay! The kids are so excited about that you're on. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Can you guys hear me okay?
Sorry, yeah, we can.
Excellent.
You are the powerless. How are you?
I'm the most powerful list.
I love your articles. I love that you write for our website. I wouldn't have it any other way. Let's talk about the evil eye fight. What did you think? Controversy. Some people thought Kaufman won. I was rooting for evil eye because...
great nickname.
Great nickname and friend of one of my good friends. So what did you think?
Well, I thought it was a very exciting fight. I love her moniker. That's a second-generation moniker passed down from her daddy. Her daddy was Randy Evil Eye, was a bit of a hellraiser growing up, so I love that she adopted that for us. And going into this fight, I don't know if you guys watched my fight review, but Kaufman was considered the favorite, Jessica the underdog, and, man, they exploded. They kept it going. They kept it evenly matched and kept me right on the edge of my seat up until the very end.
I bet.
And, you know, both them gals are strikers. They've got a well-rounded game, both of them, but they both have a love for throwing hands. And so they kept it standing. And like I said, it was pretty dead even to where, you know, it could have gone either way. And Kaufman popped off a really good combo almost at the end of the third round that really rocked Jessica Eye. And she tried two more times to go for her again. And if she had landed another combo, I believe that it would have gone the other way. It would have been knockout victory for Sarah Kaufman. But like Dana White always says, if you let it go to decision, you put it in the judge's hands.
Yeah, hey, I got to tell you something.
You never want to do that. You never want to put it in the judge's
dude,
hands.
Dude, Mac Hard, I love you so much. I can't tell you. Listening to you is so awesome.
Everything about your accent says you're drinking out of a jug right now. True or false?
Oh, well, not that I do drink out of jugs, but right now I'm not. To be perfectly honest, I am kind of parched. I'll probably go wrestle up.
We're back live from the Great Wall of China. Hey, what about our fucking the Chinese music?
So are we up? Can people see us?
Live from the Great Wall of China.
They should be seeing you guys right now.
Can you guys see us? Tweet us.
If you can see us, then you're too close to us. I want to spread your ass cheeks and look into your brown eye like a kaleidoscope.
James wants us to plug the golf episode. Hey, buy the fucking golf episode. Don't be an asshole. The bowling thing's coming up, though.
Oh, by the way, now, since what we've learned is because we told you who won and nobody rushed to buy it, we're
well,
not going
to
tell you who won.
Well, it took us a month to get it up.
We just can't tell you guys who won now. So now we're going to do this bowling thing. We'll be like, check it out. And listen, Matt. Yeah, I'm going to bring it back on. Listen, guys. We're not asking for a lot. I know times are tough, but it's like we just need to get this thing in motion. We need funds to take it to the next level. Helping us helps you, helps us fight ESPN. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If there's one thing that anybody knows me that I need, it's a helicopter. And I need helicopter money to get a fucking helicopter.
All right. Well, let's bring up Mac Les, then we're going to take a quick break. Mac Hart, are you there? Mac, you there?
Hello.
All
yes,
right,
sir,
Mac.
I am.
Really quickly, the Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey build up. What are we feeling real quick? Because then we got jam. You got 2 quick minutes.
Sure. Well, let me tell you, I don't care much for all the outside of the octagon bull honk up the ass, okay? I don't care about that. Who likes who? It's what happens inside the cage. And I'll just say this. I don't know if you guys saw, but Ronda Rousey dislocated Misha Tate's arm a little bit over a year ago.
Yeah, of course.
And Misha's going to have worked really hard to escape Ronda's armbar. And let me tell you, I'm just going to say, Ronda Rousey's striking coach is Lyrsha Riker. And everybody who says that she can't strike, I would just advise everybody to go ahead and know that that's not true. And regardless, these two gals are going for the belt, and it's going to be a fight to near death.
Who do you put your money on with that?
I put my money on Rowdy.
So would I.
No disrespect to Misha Tate. They're both talented, beautiful gals, but I'd put that on Ronda Rousey. And let me tell you, when she wins that belt, I'm going to celebrate by licking a vag.
Which one of those two would you rather eat out?
Whose asshole would you rather eat?
Out of those two, whose ass would you rather
eat? You know what? I got to be honest with you guys. I do not. I have made a clear thing to try not to think of those gals like that. I am in it for their prowess and their athleticism. Okay?
If you had to eat one of their asses, which one would it be?
If you had to.
At gunpoint, you got
to
pick
save
one.
America.
Well, you know what? I'm going to save America, and why don't you save another country with it? Throw them both in there. I'll eat them both.
Hey, Mac, I got to tell you.
I kind of agree with you.
You got to call in all the time. You are You're a huge part of the Naughty Show. I like you so much, I'm going to let you hang up on us. Mac Hart, check her out on Twitter, at Mac Hart with an E at the end. Follow her because she's an amazing human being. She's an awesome correspondent. She's part of the Punch Drunk family. We love you. And got anything else to push?
Hey, just come see me at powerless.com.
Powerless.com. Nice. Hang up on us.
We got her. We hung up on her. What did she do on the Naughty Show?
I let her hang up on us.
No, we didn't. Nobody hangs up on us.
What
did she
do
for the Naughty Show?
She doesn't do none for the Naughty Show.
Oh, you just said she's a big part of the Naughty Show.
I said Punch Drunk.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I meant to say Punch Drunk. But you can be part of the Naughty Show, Mac Les. What do you got, Push?
November 21st. A little over 3 weeks, my new installment of 3 for 30. Ryan Mervis hosting me, Sarah Tiana, and Whitney Cummings.
All right, great show. Hey, listen, guys, next Tuesday I will not be on Punch Run because I'm doing 4 hours of the Naughty Show. It will be a live Naughty Show, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on Laster.com. We've got Malice pole dancing. We got DJ Doug Pound DJing. I might add this one comic. I'll let you know. And then bringing it home is Matt Steel Panther is going to be doing their live Party Like Tomorrow's the End of the World. Go on Laster.com. Check it out. We will see you soon. Edmonton, I'm coming. Second week in November. Check me out, motherfuckers. I'll be at the Comedy Strip, my favorite club. I'm going to record my CD there. Holla at you, boy. We'll see you on the other side. Be right back. Here's a video of two turtles fucking.
Plug it in.
real quick.